I want it. I've got to hurry up, Ollie. Dick, I wasn't here last time, so give me a bit with my speech. The last time I want, so give me a bit extra time, okay? I want to thank Harvey and Bob Weinstein and Meryl Poster at Miramax. Lasse Hallström, an extraordinary director, and Richard Gladstein. And the wonderful children that I acted with then.
Filmmaking, Andy and Larry Wachowski. Decade they gave my career very by the heart. All of this. I'd like to thank the executive producers Barry Osborne, Andrew Mason. Standing behind a very risky picture. I'd like to thank Animal Logic and D-Film for quality work. Hulstrom, with whom I would work again in.
Scott, you brought these characters to life.
Anybody else for 11 apiece? Stand up here. All right, 156 is going to take something. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Anybody else for 11 apiece when this gentleman's done?
Stanley, my agent, Andrew Canava.
He got four. Anybody else?
Hires us to do what we do. Thank
you. How about 2.5 apiece? Three, red.
TA the Block Panther.
Bag and lock the strip up like Ziploc. Drum spot, block pop, daytime bitch dog. Shots can get plenty, quick and empty. Out on your bed, just simply tempt me. At a rest up, you caught up, been struck. Up, turn the holy ride.
Yeah, she was lucky. That's 20 apiece. But it's 10 apiece, 5 apiece. My wife told me.
To do something bad and acting off a lost childhood that I never had. On and off with my dad, he scored a fuck. I think that's only when I was glad. But when I didn't get it, I wasn't mad, I wasn't sad. Because when somebody's in your life, it's for a reason. It's usually to meet their need or a meaning. And when something don't get done, it hurts like when you're bleeding. To assist you through a difficulty, to provide you with the guidance emotionally, spiritually. From the start, children gotta be there for a reason, so you can talk to them in the dark. And with all the more wrong on your part, with all the more pain in your heart, words can't explain. I wanna cry every time I talk. Sometimes children die, and sometimes they go away. Their parents didn't listen, it comes out that we went astray. Maybe there was a reason in dirt we like to play. Honestly, if I wanna live or die, I can't say. But I don't need no reason to make this right here lose the self-respect. And I can go over there to be bleeding. It's just a season. Get by, but just to get high without no meaning.
Shout out the war. I about home, I children about of the call.
And don't let one of my children get hurt just because I was in Hawaii. I'm
still here for sacrifice.
Lost legacy, survivors. I'm a child of the course of mentally, there's no defeating. For a lifetime, for a lifetime. Relationships teach you lifetime lessons. Then you need to build a strong foundation on with no stressing. Your job is to accept the perfection. To the children of the corn, use your mind as a weapon. Your job is to accept the perfection. To my Boston Beantown dog, use your mind as a weapon. Your job is to accept the perfection. Master kill survivors. Hey, yo. find his weapon. Yeah, job is being set in perfection. Job is being set in perfection. Beantown, 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 Beantown.
Hey, what's up, Boston? This is Alida X, the Irish mommy, bringing the smoothness to Urban Echo. What's up?
Soon to that store near you. I'm saying, man, what's really going down?
Get to know your new computer. computer and show you some of the ways to get the most out of it.
Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out.
I like this.
I'm gonna swing.
All right, Georgia the Jungle.
That's right.
As Tommy goes,
head,
watch out for that window.
And so it piled up through the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten peas, chunks of sour
cheese.
It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows and blocked the door with bacon rind, chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crust and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of Blackburn butter toast, grisly bits of beefy roast. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the walls. I mean, greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery, blubbery macaroni, peanut butter cake, and dry curdled milk, and crust of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold French fries, and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky, and none of her friends would come to play, and all the neighbors would play, and finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, okay, I'll take the garbage out. But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate. And there, in the garbage, she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out.
So, you should know.
Not on CBC.
Hi, everybody. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
We'd like to tell you all about our latest and funniest picture for Paramount.
Of course, you mean the Caddy.
Oh, of course. You know, Jerry, I don't remember the last time I had so much fun making a picture.
Boy, I'll say. How about that scene when I wrecked the department store that I'm working in?
Yeah, and what about the scene when I come home and find a strange, and I do mean strange, man in my bed, and it turns out to be you?
Tell him about a terrific game of golf I play. Go on, tell him.
Terrific. I've never seen golf played that way before. Crazy, man. Crazy.
I hate to brag, folks, but I think the Caddy is the funniest picture we've made. No kidding. It's got 90 riotous minutes of howls, gags, fun, and more heartwarming entertainment than you and the family ever saw.
You'll love Jerry and me and the Caddy.
Take my word for it. The Caddy is the most hilarious picture we've ever made. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's the Caddy.
Yeah, the Caddy. that all right, you cocksucker?
How was that, you shitheel?
Without reading it?
I'm with you.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Still rolling?
All right, start.
You can cut that bit out.
I will. Okay.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do. The Caddy is filled with 90 hilarious minutes of howls, gags, fun, and heartwarming entertainment that the entire family will enjoy.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy. It'll make you shit.
Cut out, make. You ready? He ain't doing a fucking thing. He's just standing there. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with him. We will save and fail you.
Well, this guy with TB gets through here. Ready? This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most righteous 90 minutes of howls.
Righteous? Where the fuck do you see righteous? That's riotous, you greaseball. Righteous. What is this, a religious picture?
I ain't up. This is religious, Martin and Jerry Lewis. Well, there's that. Five fucking lines, we can't get through it.
Come on, 15.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most wonderful 90 minutes of howls and gags you ever saw.
We'll be seeing you in Paramount's The Caddy.
Yep, The Caddy.
With a big cock on it.
And then I want to read the screenplay, because it's not that anybody in the film has the answer or that the film has the answer, but that asking and looking are so helpful.
Yeah, I think that's a point I always had in mind. It wasn't about answers. It was just that's what attracted me, or what to me what qualified to be in the movie was kind of these eternal questions that you get older and you never really answer. You have
so much. We have come a long way.
Time maybe in when you're younger to you just technically have more time in your life to talk about them or think about them. But then you don't really answer anything. You move on and you get busy with other things. But for me, it was sort of cycling back to these really fundamental, I mean, the philosophical, what people think are the thought philosophical kind of things.
To think that this movie wouldn't have been made 3.5 years ago. And we made it now for under $2 million.
You had some kind of secret knowledge of the fellaheen streaks.
But a lot of people around that time were knowing.
Yeah.
They just couldn't express it as well and whatnot. And the women, I mean, wow, it's so sharp. Now, with girls, so they had to go to Looney Bin. Carrot didn't go for it, or Ginsburg, or me, for what we said, but what they said to action went to the Looney Bin. Shock treatment and all that. It's 1949, 1950.
Yeah, it's still happening like 70 or
80%. Yeah, we know it's happening now, but then I'll tell you why the women weren't in the Beat Generation game. That's why Diane De Prima could slip through and say, well, I'm one of them, but she's late. She's what, 56 or so shot.
Aspect of the film, which isn't all of it, of course, but those parts. So I just love the idea about a movie about ideas. You know, there's not room in most movies for it to be very digressive, you know, from a plot standpoint. So make a movie that's all digression. You know.
Stand there and look at her. He took me to the ball and let me see the way she was all cut up. They made me stand there and look at her. And really, the best you're buying up because you got to go to the field. You're scared to go to the field. You don't know, you know. So I just sent flowers. I just sent money. I just sent everything I could to the family. But scared to go. Because you don't know how they're going to react. They say, well, maybe she wouldn't have got killed if she had been with you. You know, and by you being in the life, you know, they're mad at you. So I just sent the flowers and sent my grief cards and my deep sympathy, but I stayed away.
You know, like that's the narrative of digression.
The guy with the face that really went like this all the time with the glasses and so
forth. Eamon, yeah.
He got a round of applause.
Oh, at the end of his? Oh, right. Because the future, you know.
CBC out of Newton, United States of America. From one Indian reservation to the last Indian reservation. Full access. Backstage pass, my friends. Walk on anything. Metaphysics right now. On this big holiday day, I don't usually get cliche topical or anything, but this is such a endearing one. I'm succumbing, I guess. 90.3 FM as the electronic meter flies straight to the heart of things and immediately away, never to return to that one. On to other hearts to break, minds to play with, as it were. Here in the modern machine, things are all set up just right. Everyone has that secret little yearning, played backwards kind of memory, played backwards, of having planned and figured and imagined things just as they are right now, save for the real-time variables, of course. Life being a central concept of the situation and all. And then all the various things going on, semi-substrate and all being kept track of, individual subjective sectors. So one doesn't necessarily need to go into a full-fledged expositional on things. Because even if you did, it would subsume itself in the homogeneity of homeostasis, fully embedded everywhere. This being such a marvelous setup. WZBC.org, streaming audio on the Intermedia Net. Kind of a new America, since we already have the old one. Play things out. A lot of coalescence right now with its subsequent Twin Tower shakeout, kind of a subsuming homeostasis. All the various figure eight and figure eight family members here at a central turning phase of a turn phase itself. And baby makes three. Don't rock the cradle, my friends. You may fall out. And of course, the Sonic Time Machine, newmetaphysics.com. Kind of a mom and pop operation. But as long as they're not your mom and pop, all may be well. And the twin towering pop and mom subalternate relay. Not a mirror though. Studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Thrashing it out for you. If downloads are slow on one side, just shift on over. Same freaking stuff on the other side. except for the gravy, of course. Always stirred slightly different by the other guy. And 617-552-4-6-8. I get all those? Yeah, you'll figure it out. Radio Blowhole, the one-man bandman, will answer that hole and phone home.
Genesis, I split it down the middle. I broke my yoke. I shattered my shell. I bet they got a call into the mental hospital. Mother Mary, won't you meet me at the laundromat so we can clean up these questions I have to ask. Is my heavenly father a crackpot or not? Does God have us by the twat or what? I'm prowling like a panther through the shadows in my bed, flipping that selector through the channels in my head. I'm off on a safari, I have blown a fuse. I got electronic animals loose in my room. Mother Mary, won't you meet me down at the zoo? We got some phylogenetic talking to do. Won't you tell me what the deal is and what it's not? Does God have us by the twat or what? Mother Mary's gonna meet me down by the river. I got these questions to ask her, these burdens to give her. Is her sugar daddy a robber or a cop? Does God have us by the twat or what? Talk to me, tell me something. Say something positive, please. I think he does.
Mother Vino, Eros, Eros, talking in the public eye, breathing through the nose, the threat to one unravel. Art of New Time. WZZBC. WZZBCCCCCC. The victor crossed the fence breathing. With dipping onions, I dip in onion rings. Sitting, I know he couldn't even sing. The seesaw, seesaw, the seesaw raw. A hardcore, jaw, dark, frozen, bustle with waste.
Yeah. So that the Earl was a teacher. Hope, Margot, was the teacher of Carrie Ginsburg. This woman, Hope, girl, she was 17. She knew all about the mantras. She knew all about Zwangzi and Li Po. They didn't know shit about it.
I'd heard of Kerouac, and I'd heard of Ginsburg. I'd heard that Jack had written a big book that was carried around in a beat-up doctor's bag. It weighed about 40 pounds. That was the manuscript of his first novel, Town in the City. And during that evening, that night, really, I got a chance to talk to both Alan and to Jack. My impression of him was that he clearly had something in him that was valuable and different than the average young writer in New York in those days.
Harry Thaw was the heir to a great mining fortune. You had all the elements. You couldn't beat it.
On an early summer night in 1906, White was watching a performance of a light comedy on the rooftop of Madison Square Garden.
The traditional structure in Blake, it is Neoplatonic, not concerned with knowledge as fact, but knowledge as mental things, facts of mind, as Coleridge called it, and that this tradition goes from Plato to Plotinus to the Renaissance, people like Ficino, Shakespeare, up to including the Romantic poets, and particularly Blake, who was enormously well read. He'd read everything.
To lift the display screen, a protective slipcase, anytime you need to review something, and then plug this end into a live wall outlet, network cards, removable hard disk drives. To configure max time, click on this options line. Gently push it back towards the keyboard, just push it in to release the disk. A quick start card, warranty information, and a registration card. Accessories and service and support. It clears the memory and restarts the computer. Is arranged into several sections. Pressing FN and F12 turns the scroll lock feature on and off. Over the next few minutes, I'll help you to get to know your new computer and show you some of the ways to get the most out of it. If you have a monochrome or dual scan color display, it's the best way to be sure that you have in a lightweight, portable notebook. On the right side of the computer, here's what you should find in the box. And this battery light will start right here in the front. There's a menu with numbers that correspond to the time codes you see on the screen. Other software documentation. On the back, you'll find the ports. If a card doesn't respond properly, check your user's guide or call Toshiba's toll-free technical support number. In flashing orange, a user's guide, it's recessed so you can't hit it by accident. Along with your computer and this video, you'll find a power cord, you'll find the floppy disk drive. The battery is fully charged, a manual for Windows 95. Make contact with these terminals on the label to this video. Gently push the power button and hold it in until the power light comes on. Know me by the rock of the day.
extend awareness, in a fairness, unmistakable now is a sign. We want to make it up and now we keep them for topping. We not monotonous, you're not spotting this. Now I'm telling you, too hot for this. So watch for this, lust for this, love for this new creation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Different things, different styles.
The palm of his hand. He pointed to his glowing watch dial. 6:10 a.m. Timing was critical. We could not be linked so obviously to the caravan. Two Shan men driving mules, that was an everyday occurrence. Add three Falang, people started asking questions. Five minutes later, the chief nodded. Go now. Flynn thanked him in Thai, and we walked out of Ban Nai Suya. We paused at the highway to reconnoiter the Border Patrol police camp. No smoke, no lights, no cars. On a sloping hill beyond a quarter mile of wet rice fields, the police settlement slumbered. Hats off. Nothing to call attention to our silhouettes. Move out. Quick. We scuttled across the empty macadam, then crab walked to a row of cassia trees between the rice paddies and the newly paved access road. Your satellite has word processing and spreadsheet programs. It uses 3.5-inch high-density floppy disks. Make sure you fill out and return your registration card as soon as possible. This one lights when a disk drive is working. This eject button will pop out for years to come.
For a friend, they would call you a pirate.
And under these covers are the PC card slots. Just fast forward to that section of the tape. This video, the keyboard will type all in capital letters. These two, you can connect it right here.
Let in the wind, let in the rain, let in the moors tonight. The storm beats on my window pane, night stands at my bed foot. Let in the fear, let in the pain, let in the trees that toss and groan. Let in the north tonight.
For a friend, they would call you a pirate and try to put you in prison for years.
Chaos never died. Primordial, uncarved block, soul, worshipful monster. inert and spontaneous, more ultraviolet than any mythology, like the shadows before Babylon. The original, undifferentiated oneness of being still radiates serene as the black penance of assassins, random and perpetually intoxicated. Chaos comes before all principles of order and entropy. It's neither a god nor a maggot. Its idiotic desires encompass and define every possible choreography. All meaningless ethers and phlogistons, its masks are crystallizations of its own facelessness, like clouds. Everything in nature is perfectly real, including consciousness. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. Not only have the chains of the law been broken, they never existed. Demons never guarded the stars. The empire never got started. Eros never grew a beard. No, listen, what happened was this. They lied to you, sold you ideas of good and evil, gave you distrust of your body and shame for your prophethood of chaos, invented words of disgust for your molecular love, mesmerized you with inattention, bored you with civilization and all its usurious emotions. There is no becoming, no revolution, no struggle, no path. Already, you're the monarch of your own skin. Your inviolable freedom waits to be completed only by the love of other monarchs. A politics of dream, urgent as the blueness of sky. To shed all the illusory rites and hesitations of history demands the economy of some legendary stone age. Shamans, not priests. Bards, not lords. Hunters, not police. Gatherers of Paleolithic laziness, gentle as blood, going naked for a sign or painted as birds, poised on the wave of explicit presence, the clockless now ever.
Love is love. Without love, I don't think anything can be achieved. And certainly not in the arts. It has to be fired by love. It doesn't matter so much whether the love is requited or not requited. It's really the dynamic of human life. Without love, there's nothing.
Tremendous outrage from all the people who are used to sharing recipes. But that is exactly what the world of proprietary software is like. A world in which common decency towards other people is prohibited or prevented.
I don't think it is possible to be very good in a bad film. I don't think it's possible. I can't imagine a cuisinier having a good roast in a bad gravy. I love to cook.
Love to cook. Love to give dinner?
I don't give dinners. We have dinner in my kitchen.
Do you really?
I don't have a dining room.
Because you like your kitchen more, or?
I love my kitchen.
Yeah.
A good wine, good Bechvel. I don't drink, but the wine is.
You don't drink? Never?
I stopped in 1986.
Because? No more.
No.
Not good for you.
I don't know. I didn't make any decision.
You just stopped. All of a sudden, you weren't drinking.
It's written in the Bible. Once you have, you've drunk all you were supposed to drink. People
not
get drunk even when they're dead because they can drink. They're allowed to drink.
They are. But you love to eat.
I love to prepare.
You just love to cook for other people?
I love that,
Because it's sensual, because you can...
No, because I'm good.
Because you're good.
I'm a good cook.
Yeah. Is anything similar to being a good cook and a good actress?
I don't know. I was wondering what you were going to say. I have a choice. Or at least I think we do. We can always use our voice. I thought this to be true. We can live in fear, extend ourselves to love. We can fall below, lift ourselves above.
Isn't all of it, of course, but those parts. So I just love the idea about a movie about ideas. You know, there's not room in most movies for it to be very digressive, you know, from a plot standpoint. So make a movie that's all digressions, you know, like that's the narrative of digression.
The guy with the face that really went like this all the time with the glasses and so
forth. Eamon, yeah.
He got a round of applause.
Oh, at the end of his? Oh, right. Because the future, you know. Our neo-human future.
It's just such a performance. And what's interesting there, in a more dramatic form, but you see it throughout the entire film, is the way the animation kind of accentuates, exaggerates, and comments on what is being said and on the personalities of the people.
Mm-hmm. And it's emphasizing gestures, like Eamon has these very expressive hands. So it's kind of how the way your mind would remember something, maybe his glasses or his expression, and those can be emphasized in the animation. And so that's kind of the way your mind works as you remember both real events and your own dreams. It's very much a imaginative, constructive process.
I've got the new turn. Z
and
I don't even think, except towards the end when exhaustion and coffee were taking their toll, that I even felt with my fingers if I was getting close to the end of the damn thing.
Had this conversation, but if you are in college and you are calling up the most beautiful girl on the campus,
yes,
what do you think your motivation is? So I think that they wanted to buy us.
Yeah,
maybe just wanted to take me to dinner.
No.
He just wanted to take me to dinner.
No, but he didn't. He wanted to buy you. He understood, and you call him very smart because of it.
He's the smartest person in the entertainment business today. Now, he may be the dumbest in 3 years, like we all go from smart to dumb, but right now, he is my idol. He is my idol. Nobody has done what he's done.
What's going on in your brain? So to me, that's why film, I think that's why I wanted it to look like this in the first place, because it's kind of closer to the way your brain actually constructs these things.
Dangerous territory. What has he done? Well, let's see. Henry Luce.
He is your idol and your hero.
Totally.
Did he get it?
Yeah.
And what was his response?
He'll get it.
Compulsive gamblers are human proof of gambling's dark side.
Nobody knows what percentage of all gamblers are problem gamblers. It could be anywhere from 3 to 8%. Pick a number.
The problem is complex, and fortunately, there is help for those in need.
There's a close-up, and there's another. These were all part of Villon Ross's program. Another collection system, under the water, Just up the bay there, you'll possibly recognize some landmarks. Some 30 years ago, the USS Halibut sailed out into the Pacific on a heroic mission. This is an official U.S. Navy photograph, and the official press release described how the deep submergence rescue vehicle, the DSRV, pinioned on its tail there, ready to be tested to rescue other submariners of any country who happened to find themselves inadvertently on the seabed. You've all seen the search for Red October, haven't you? This is the DSRV. There's only one problem. It's welded to the damn hull. There ain't no DSRV. It's a deep diving recovery chamber for divers to go out, and they went out in the bed of the Sea of Okhotsk and put down the first tapping pod onto a Soviet submarine cable as part of the NSA's Project Ivy Bells. This is what they put out. This is the tapping pod. This is the now in the museum in Moscow, thanks to an NSA spy. I've actually seen this little baby. The former KGB were kind enough a few years ago to take me around their black museum and have a look at this. And I had this companion. He was a KGB colonel called Andrei, and he was like central casting, you know, 6'8", huge shoulders that could crush three men before breakfast, crop blonde hair, piercing blue eyes. I don't know if I looked at this, and I said, this must be Ivy Bells. I got that sort of blood-freezing look from Andrei, and then he remembered that Cold War was over. And I explained convincingly how I'd inferred this was Ivy Bells, and we had some good conversations. They actually also let me go into Andropov's office, which was amazing.
How big are these things?
How big? Dimension. About 6 feet, 6 to 8 feet. There's another diagram coming up in a minute. They're much bigger now. So let me go into Andropov's office in the Lubyanka, right? And it's looking straight out.
How is it they happen to have this?
I'll tell you in a minute. I'm going to tell this story. This is funny. Give me a break.
Yeah, give me a chance.
Guys, it's a totalitarianism incarnate. I mean, it's just what you think it looks. It was a huge table, twice this size, made of the heaviest wood you could imagine. And at the end was like a huge desk for the chairman of the KGB. And at his left hand was a sort of 50s Hollywood-style control panel with knobs and lights, which I think was, you know, instant communication to all the oblasts. And I had with me a lovely Armenian interpreter who had decided that the entire world had gone leave of its senses at this point, that this foreigner who he was interpreting for had just gone up to Lubyanka, rung the doorbell, got him, spent an hour chatting to him, and then as he was being taken over to the back wing, which is all where they show this stuff, it's the Black Museum, but it's also the prisoners, the torture. And said, oh, by the way, can I see the Central Committee suite? I said to Andrei, can I sit in the chairman's chair, please? And he said, sure, no problems. And so I sat down, and I said, do you mind if my interpreter takes a picture of me? Yet. What's the problem, Andrei? Is it security or something? No, he says, copyright. If any of you know Russian, you'll know that copyright is Russian for dollars. There's some other pictures of Ivy.
So where's the picture of you?
Yeah, where's the copyright? I didn't pay the copyright, I didn't get the picture.
And the way you remember things, it's not an exact rendering of what he said, it you would remember like the hands or the eyes or the, you know, so that to me that was closer to the way our brains are really functioning.
Every time I see the film, I kind of am impressed by a different part of it. The first time I saw it at Sundance, I was all carried away by the technique, because I just read that long article in Wired magazine, mm-hmm. about how you made the film and how Bob Sagerson's Sabiston,
animation director,
his
the guy
software,
yeah,
which kind of gave you a window into this approach. And I wonder if you'd talk about that a little bit, because what amazes me is that you can take what in the real world, or at least in the Hollywood's world, are considered to be fairly low-tech tools, according to what they use, and make a movie that looks as sophisticated and as finished as any movie possibly can.
Right. I mean, we did this on G3s and G4s in my office with a Wacom tablet. So it's all like...
Those are Macintosh desktop computers.
Yeah, so it's all real home. You know, we just did it in my office all in a computer. It's, you know, we had 15 of them with, you know, 30 animators working kind of different shifts for about a year. It was very time-consuming. His software doesn't animate for you. It helps you with the, kind of interpolates a lot of the in-between busy work you would do to make 12 frames a second in a, you know, 95-minute movie. So it took a lot of time. But I was really, I mean, I've seen his, he's a friend of mine. I've seen his software evolve. About 4 or 5 years ago, when he first started this technique, he had done some computer animated movies, more traditional, the kind, you know, make a 4-minute movie and it takes 2 years and it's very detailed and kind of amazing. But he was really interested in more documentary style stuff. So the films, he and his producing partner, Tommy, who was my producer here, one of the producers, they had made these sort of documentary shorts that it was really fascinating to look at. But I started thinking about this idea I'd had for a movie many, many years ago. So
once, as upon a living instrument attuned, we seemed at certain times the double vision of a single mind. Images from dream to dream between us travelled, a sparrow's flight, a blossoming rowan tree, the wild song of a bird born on the wind. But after, other signs, a descending cloud, a house on fire. A skein of curlew in fluent script across an evening sky of this world we had thought impervious to dreams traced your departure. Grief wrote your message in the air, too thin to veil its desolation. We knew then, I who live on, you in your hour of death, that no dream is more tenuous than this flux of a seeming world that turns to memory where we can no more be as once we were. But memory returns to dream, transfigured in regions of my sleeping or your waking, some poignant joy long past, still trembling in the atmosphere of the heart, a breath, a voice heard in another country, where out of time we meet.
In LA, she lives in Burbank, my sister's in Burbank, all my nieces and nephews are in Burbank, my brother's in North Hollywood, and here I am. She's telling me she likes me to call her up and tell her that I'm doing alright, because then she feels alright. Bueno, mom, ya me voy, okay, te quiero mucho. No, estoy muy bien, mom. I love you, mom.
Okay, mi amor. I love you, mi amor.
Okay, bye. I got this document right here. It says my full name. And it has a little box right here that's checked. And it says, deportable under section blah blah blah, removed from the States. anyways, the bottom line is that I've been banished from the U.S., you know. Like they used to do in the medieval days. They used to ban fools. I went to kindergarten in L.A., elementary school, junior high school, high school. I grew up singing, you know, My Country Tis of Thee. You know, that little song, America the Beautiful. I learned, you know, pledging allegiance to the flag. And, you know, I grew up with all that, you know. Here they are, you know, 20-something years later, kicking me out. Okay, we're on route to San Jacinto. This is the number 5 bus going to downtown. These are like old school buses from the United States that they send over here, paying them up, and they use them for public transportation. Everybody's looking at me weird because I'm like wearing glasses, headphones. I got this microphone. I'm just looking at the people, all the little shacks. There's these little shacks on the side of the road. It's a trip right here. Well, maybe I should tell you a little bit about when I first got here. Damn. As I was driving to the city from the airport, it was hot. I would just like look to the side and see just little adobe huts, shacks. And I was like, no, I ain't staying here, man. This is crazy, man. I ain't gonna live like in no mud hut, you know. It was like if they sent me back like 200 years, man, I was like, they might as well have put me in Mars. We're pulling over now. Okay, here we are. We're in San Jacinto already. These streets we're walking on, this is where I first came when I got deported. I didn't know anybody in El Salvador, because all my relatives are in the United States, you know. So, got a hold of one of my dad's distant cousins, you know, that he hadn't seen for like 10, 20 years. She gave me a break and let me stay here, you know. Hola! ¿Cómo está, tío? Gordito. Hola. When I first got here, everybody thought I was a weirdo, you know. They didn't even believe I was from here because I had such a tough time speaking Spanish. I speak Spanish, but a different Spanish, you know. Walking in the door, I stayed in that room right there. It was like a storage room. I'll open this door here. Pero no hay luz aquí atrás, ¿verdad? Damn, there's no light here. When I first got here, I looked at the place where I was going to stay and I said, this is it. Because I walked in and all I seen was like pieces of wood like nailed together, and the house was made out of concrete but it was like all dark. The toilet was like in the middle of the yard. It was like a little outhouse. It was just like nothing I was used to, you know.
With Gavin's death, I thought it was the end of my life. In fact, it was the beginning in many ways. I found life much richer, much more interesting, and I've been much more influential and powerful. I've really entered upon a totally different way of living. My own story was a story of my love for Gavin. And after that, I wasn't living a personal story at all. Curiously enough, death does that. It removes relationships from this world and opens them up into a different dimension.
Newton, WZBC, all wrapped up on this special day, various customs, two or three common themes across the semi-ethnic permeable membrane of this country. And since it's holography and all, and everything is everything to some degree, I believe that's a law. It is a holiday observed, like Kozotama in Japan. Spirit of the sound itself is always present. In metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, semi-prostate to it, with the mythology and the symbolic analogies, always in touch, even if we don't know. So we have a very special relationship with our narrow monitor screen of consciousness, darting in and out of the festivities. Kind of like waiting for bread in Russia to get here. Long lines. Lots of reviewing of choices. All sort of clicking Tumblr style into place over again with torque. Sort of heliocentrically refer back through the scan. WZBC.org on the overhead. And before or after time on www.newmetaphysics.com. You may need those W's because that site is on a PC, and God help you trying to type that address in. On the other side, studio475.com/newmetaphysics. You can listen to the same file from both sites out of phase. Of course, it may put the show back into its un-italicized position and ruin the whole thing, so be careful there. The Right Honorable Gary Geiserman proceeding, and bent to it. Because we have wind in this world. Noticeable wind. That says a lot about the virtual. And it is really like Space Invaders, early 70s, or was that late 70s, early 80s, or mid to late 80s, I can't quite recall. Like skating on a disappearing platform. Again, no point of reference, save reference itself.
Hours before the invasion, they were taken to a U.S. military base where they were sworn in as the president and vice presidents. But the new government has enjoyed little popular support within Panama. Anti-government demonstrations occur regularly, and there have been numerous attempts from within the Panamanian police force to seize military control of the government. Troops were mobilized several times to crush these insurrections.
Every time there's a crisis, the U.S. military takes over. They give orders. They subordinate that military because they don't trust that military force. The conflict is still there. The oligarchy knows that if the United States were not there, they could not rule this country.
But President Endara minimizes the significance of America's military occupation in Panama.
I think we are a very, very normalized now. We practically have no occupation at all. Practically. You don't see them in this group. I don't see them in Panama. However, there are a few here and there, but it's not really an occupation.
Of course, he's not going to say that that Panama is occupied. In fact, he might not even call it an invasion. It wasn't his kind that were killed or massacred. He lives in the nicer area, in the oligarchical area. And, you know, his interest was protected. He's not running Panama. He's a puppet of the U.S. government. The U.S. government is running Panama.
This is Inosia. I'm calling GM Corps members.
Yeah.
How are you this evening?
Fine.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. I will be brief. I'm calling to let you know that we appreciate your business with us. And to show our appreciation, we're sending you $100 in gasoline rebates to use at any gas station that you reach, as well as some information to our new money saving program called Rewards. Now, you know, since this is a new program, all we ask you to do is to just look it over for 30 days absolutely the cost to you, and see if it's something that you and your family might benefit from on. But if not that time, we understand that the program could not be for everyone. But on the other hand, if you still benefit from the program after the 30 days and you still want to continue with it, that's fine. It's only $69, 99 cents a year. But no matter what you decide, you don't have to worry about to mail anything back. In my job today, just verify you still live at Randolph, MA, so I can get the program out to for you, okay?
Yeah, but I'm really not interested, though.
I want a senior.
Because I'm trying, I don't need any plan, because I don't often buy gas.
Right,
plus,
you.
I'm trying to move, so I need to save. But in the future, okay?
Right, thanks. For your time. You have a pleasant evening.
Yep.
Bye.
If you get extra batteries, you can go even longer. When it's green, uses Microsoft's exciting new operating system, Serial or PS2 mouse. You can use this for an external modem or other serial devices. It's for printers and other parallel devices. Monitor, printer, keyboards, finding your way around, getting started, software tips, hotkeys, cards, battery, even speakers. You'll find it handy to unpack your notebook and follow along. Your satellite, the buttons are right here on the palm rest. Press the enter key and type it in later. The user's guide will give you more details. Connecting your computer is a snap. FN and F2 displays the battery save pop-up window. These two latches secure the battery compartment. To begin, you'll use satellite's AccuPoint pointing device. It's right here in the middle of the keyboard. 2 or 3 hours. Oh, you'll see the battery light turn green. If you want to use an external monitor, this power light goes on when you're connected to external power, video and audio adapters, SCSI cards, and other devices. When you first unpack your computer, the battery probably won't be charged. Click here, and you can send an item to this row of buttons at the bottom of the screen. The Master Disk Creator gives you another way to make backup copies of your programs. More on those in a few minutes. The first time you turn your computer on, you'll want to use this to back up your files and software or to install new software. Toshiba Utilities are a group of programs developed especially for your satellite notebook. You can connect it to this video port. Oh, you can even add more memory to your notebook. Here is the serial port. Active matrix color models don't need one. The cards that go into these slots can make your satellite notebook even more versatile. The number of colors available and the font size. It's a great place to go when you need help. Just plug it into the replicator like this. FN and F5 alternates among three options. Say you need to change the battery or break for lunch. Set resume on and turn off the computer. To turn the computer on means that the battery is running low. Now, on the left side of the computer, there's the security lock slot. So just plug the power cord into the computer and into a live wall outlet. You'll use this primary button for most applications. That's called clicking on an item. A double click, the beauty of Windows 95 is how easy it is to use. Just push it. You can switch among high power, low power, and the user-defined settings you assigned in max time. There are modems, combination fax modems. They're a combination of this FN key, orange, it's charging, so it'll support the new high-color, high-resolution SVGA monitors. You can even shut down your computer. Then, whenever you need it, just give it a quick click.
Quite remarkable. I want to thank the Academy for their support and recognition of me and my work in a movie that is so important, and I am so proud to be a part of it.
Agents of chaos cast burning glances at anything or anyone capable of bearing witness to their condition, their fever of looks et voluptas. I am awake only in what I love and desire to the point of terror. Everything else is just shrouded furniture, quotidian anesthesia, shit for brains, sub-reptilian ennui of totalitarian regimes, banal censorship, and useless pain. Avatars of chaos act as spies, saboteurs, criminals of amor fou, neither selfless nor selfish, accessible as children, mannered as barbarians, chafed with obsessions, unemployed, sensually deranged, wolf angels, mirrors for contemplation, eyes like flowers, pirates of all signs and meanings. Here we are, crawling the cracks between the walls of church, state, school, and factory, all the paranoid monoliths. Cut off from the tribe by feral nostalgia, we tunnel after lost words, imaginary bombs.
Because he's done something that's beyond doable by a human being.
Which is?
He took Henry Luce, created the greatest magazine empire in the world, starting with Time Magazine.
Yeah.
Okay? Ted Turner changed the face of cable, creating CNN and the like. Jack Warner and his brother created the greatest movie company with the greatest library in the history of the movie business. I'm exaggerating that slightly, I would say. Maybe MGM too, but pretty big. Steve Ross accumulated the greatest assets of record companies, comparable only to pay maybe CBS.
Plus cable properties.
Plus cable properties. Right. Oh, that's right. Plus Jerry Levin. I'll give Jerry Levin credit for that. Of assembling one of the two greatest cable companies, including having New York and a lot of other places. They took all of that. All of that. At the absolute high for AOL. Higher than high, higher than higher's highest, and gave 55% of that to Steve Case. It should have been the other way around.
The order of the ministries in Panama is only abiding by what he's told to do.
The Bush administration claimed that another reason for the invasion was to remove Noriega in order to stem the flow of drugs into the United States. But according to a U.S. General Accounting Office report, cocaine traffic through Panama may have doubled in the 2 years following the invasion.
He say?
I'll get it.
And then what did he do?
I didn't pay attention. I think he got it.
transformation, renewal, regeneration. Your daughter embraces all of these with such carefree abandon that it scares you to death.
You can leave the window up or send it down to the button bar. This bar tells you how much power is left in your battery. The control panel gives you access to colors, fonts, and drivers. Be sure the label is down and the battery terminals. This light lets you know the caps lock key is engaged. That means if you want to use an external PS2 compatible keyboard, help is always just a click away.
Let's be very clear. This is exactly what I'm encouraging every single one of you to start engaging in once again.
Never turn your computer off when a drive is running. Check with your documentation. When you insert the disk, lets you know the charge of the battery.
Not to create an ideal you come up with in your mind, but to be open to the ideal that the Father is expressing of himself that looks like you and you and everyone and everything.
And the war hawks that are misadvising him. Now, I have shown you some ugliness of America the Beautiful. She has more people in prison than any nation on earth. She has more people on drugs than any nation on earth. She has more people in insane asylums and more people taking medicine for mental conditions than any people on earth.
And then when it came in on the scroll, he said, it looks as though he took it out of a trunk, meaning that I had been fooled by bringing him in. I had... the guy just wanted money, and he wasn't going to do what we wanted him to do, and it wasn't like a manuscript in our style, you know, neatly boxed and this and that. And I was made to feel somewhat abashed about having brought him in, and so I was cowed. And when one is cowed at the age of 24, not having too much experience in that field, you start to think, well, maybe he's right, you know, maybe... Maybe Kerouac did take it out of a trunk. Maybe Kerouac did con me, you know.
The dreams we depended upon. You're breaking my heart 'cause you're leaving. Honey, child, it looks like you've fallen for somebody new. It ain't too easy believing you'd ever leave me. Especially after all that crap we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dream.
You know what, Mill?
And what that was able to do. I'd never seen that before, the way you could draw over existing imagery. So it was like making a movie twice, you know. I've talked about the process. So.
A lot of the reviews of the first Pixar movies, like Toy Story, Toy Story 2, yeah. Talked about how realistic it looked and how the characters were three-dimensional and they really seemed to have weight and depth and so forth. I like those movies for what they did with animation.
The toys do, anyway.
But on the other hand, I didn't ever quite understand why an animated movie should look realistic. I mean, aren't we paying our money right. to see a movie that doesn't look realistic? And here, where you're starting with real life, you get a movie that doesn't look realistic and yet has certain moments in it that could not be duplicated in animation, because I don't think most animators can think of that much body language and business. There's a moment when the musicians at the beginning, you cut to a woman just as she's putting her cigarette down.
Yes, it takes a little.
Yeah, goes like without. It's just a throwaway moment. Mm-hmm. Or
but that's why it's in there.
Other little eye gestures, like when people just kind of, or they kind of do something that you really couldn't. You could, I mean, think it up and animate it, but it's there for you.
Yeah, like
so it fills it with all these details that are enchanting.
I think it means everything that it's taken its cues from what really happened. I mean, that's a real gesture. That's the real voice. I mean, one of the qualities that no one talks about much is the sound. You know, that it's real movie sound or almost documentary sound if a car goes by. And most animated films, I mean, they're so kind of antiseptic in their sound because they're done in a studio. Everything's perfectly clean.
And everything is dubbed.
Yeah, it's dubbed. Well, it's just done. All the voices are done on a stage with perfect acoustics and all that. I sort of like the roughness of this and the handheldness of it. It was unlike an animated film I'd ever seen.
Why does he keep sticking out his tongue at me?
He has all the curves in the family.
A small-boned, pretty, small-busted, lovely girl once told me that she adored small men because they made her feel like a big, voluptuous doll herself.
No, I'm afraid.
And there is something.
Part of the method of dowsing things out, as he said, sort of humming a little tune. This mouth closed down his nose, he's singing, Yahay, Pinta.
It's the metaphor of your life.
I can't hear you.
What do I need to do? Oh, there's the red-headed woodpecker out the window. It's on that shed behind me where I keep my gardening tools. Oh, it's gone. I want to be putting my energy into thinking, what do I need to do while I'm young? What do I need to do while I still look the way I do, while I can still move the way I do?
I mean, a disease of lifestyle, you might say.
Get the feeling from me that I don't have confidence in your capacity to do this in terms of awakening. And if you have made mistakes and we discuss them, Do I make you feel like you're some kind of a jerk for having made the mistake?
People are concerned that they can't do anything about the mess everything's in. We can't control what we're doing with pollution on the planet. We can't control the CFCs. We can't control people who are genetically modifying seeds which destroy soil in the name of feeding the starving masses. I mean, Kathleen's poem, Shiva's poem, I mean, that sums it all up.
Earth no longer hymns the Creator. The 7 days of wonder, the garden is over. All the stories are told, the 7 seals broken. All that begins must have its ending, our striving, desiring, our living and dying. For time, the bringer of abundant days, is time the destroyer.
Even though yet, even though we are currently still missing 2 members of the clergymen, the remaining 2 are trying their best to do a really good job around here. It's not too often that a group of young boys working hard and getting the job done right, yet at the same time incorporating fun through the coalition of homeostasis derived from one of the Earth's more prized possessions, the green indica plants. These certain plants can be a outstanding source to really do a good job around here, and it's not to
Christopher Lowell.
Chris Lowell.
Dig!
20 back. 20 back.
Dig!
If you're there, Big, we just wanted to let you know that we will be over shortly, and we still
need to find Doug
Elliott.
defines perception itself, an invisible golden cord that connects us, illegal dancing in the courthouse corridors. If I were to kiss you here, they'd call it an act of terrorism. So let's take our pistols to bed and wake up the city at midnight like drunken bandits celebrating with a fusillade the message of the taste of chaos.
Drank on the track, I'm kicking her ass, period.
He teaches you the stuff about, you know, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, you know what I'm saying? It's really up to the girl if she wants to obey by what he says, really.
Right.
But he don't tell you no lies. The man never, he has never lied to me since I've been with him. I've been there for 4 years, and he's never lied to me about anything, really, about the game, really.
Well, I haven't been with him that long, but I like him.
There's only three things a pimp want at night, and that's action at a bitch to check his trap and action at another bitch. The police would want you to be doing something when you on Sunset. So a motherfucker would go get a piece of chicken.
This is a pounded chicken. This is where we all would meet. This is where all the hoes had to pass going to work. And it was one of the few places that you could be outside and be fucking with bitches. And that's what we was all really doing, looking at bras, trying to have us one.
Knocking basically, man, consists of a pimp losing one of his employees, and I gained an employee, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, it ain't never too late for you to come on and fuck with Charlie Pimp, right? You know, I've been giving you a real break around here since Christmas, you know what I'm saying? But letting you know you still got the same action as me, girl. Long as it take, I'm gonna be here. You've been looking qualified to be satisfied around here. You better come fuck with Charlie. Yeah, I know you're on the right track, but you're on the wrong train. 551-8497, see about me.
I got something different to tell every bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel the same about that bitch as I feel about that bitch, right? You know what I'm saying?
Spend the night in this room. The first day I was there, I was almost falling asleep. And a big old cockroach. That sucker had to be at least 3 inches. Fell right on my chest, and I just jumped up. I grabbed at it, and I just threw it, and I heard it. That's how big it was. I heard that sucker fly across the room, boom, hit a wall. And I heard that sucker actually run away.
Doing weather observations. They were trying to look at unusual lightning phenomena, but what they got was a heck of a lot more unusual than that, and it was reported at the December 16th meeting of the American Geophysical Union in San Francisco. What they saw, they said, was a glowing ball of light traveling at 1/100th of the speed of light. Doesn't sound like much. It's 6 million miles an hour, friends. And it was observed. It was captured on film. This is the important thing. It was captured on film, and it was only seen for 3/100ths of a second. It was sighted 80 kilometers in the air, but that object made it onto 6 consecutive frames of film, and so they can actually study the darn thing.
India is an entirely imaginative culture, and everything that is made down to the simplest crafts has meaning and beauty, whereas our modern technology is meaningless and empty of significance, and this is deeply destructive to the human spirit.
But you love to eat.
I love to prepare.
You just love to cook for other people?
I love that, yeah.
Because it's sensual, because you can...
No, because I'm good.
Because you're good.
I'm a good cook.
Yeah. Is anything similar to being a good cook and a good actress?
I don't know. I was wondering what you were going to say.
Good cook and a good lover?
Well, maybe it goes together. My father...
Food and love go together, or...
For some people, it does.
Yeah.
For some other people, money and love goes together.
Yeah, well, but that's...
There's so many combinations.
Yeah, right.
Because it's so good to love.
Did he walk in that direction?
Yes.
After you offered to get the knapsack, he refused, walked towards it. What did you do?
Sustain.
We were talking earlier about the window that's inside the bathroom of your residence. Can you see out? Can you, when you look out that window, sir, are you able to see the area that would be to the right of the air conditioner of the south pathway?
Not really.
How much of a view of the south pathway can you get from that bathroom window?
You can see out just in front of you.
Good. So you can't see to the right or the left?
Well, I guess if you wanted to, like, stick your head or something out, but the window itself, you can't. It's a...
I'm sorry?
A turn crank handle, and it just, the window goes like that, so you can't, if it blocks, if it turns, you can't really see to the right, because it blocks things.
Okay. So the window opens out from left to right?
Yeah, it does.
And can you crank it all the way to the right so that it would go flush against the
I don't
house?
Think so. I don't think you can.
Okay. While you were talking to Rachel on the phone, where were you in your room?
I was leaning against the bed.
Okay. Look at your monitor, sir. When you say you were leaning against the bed...
Okay, you see the bed?
Yes.
There's a the headboard?
Yes.
Okay, right there, kind of... So take the arrow, go straight ahead. Right there.
Okay. Was your back up against that headboard?
Yes.
Science fiction, crossword puzzles, it's all in some way autobiography. You can always find the autobiography there. I mean, I don't like deconstruction, but, you know, I'm sure it's affected everything.
With her at time one, being a writer was like being a sissy, you know, where it was like not cool to write.
Depends what you wrote, you know.
Would you write when you were young and you, when you, when
no,
you needed to
the reason why, I'll tell you, the reason why I became a writer was because that, you know, like, you know, something I said before, which is that when you're young, especially when you're in adolescence, you know, and you're feeling extremely self-revolved and in a very grandiose, paranoid way, it's like you're the most horrible, disgusting person on earth. Every kid tries to seek out something that they do that they can feel like, this is my ace in the hole. And for one kid, it might be, I'm the smartest kid in the class. Another kid might be like, I'm the fastest runner. A girl might have, you know, I'm the best dancer. I'm the most attractive. You know, this kid's like a spelling bee genius. And for me, what I grabbed at was, you know, my precociousness around stories and words and stuff. And I held on to that for dear life. Well, not just in adolescence, but even when I was younger.
Good to have fun.
Yeah. And you've had fun.
Of course.
Is that one thing you have done in your life is have fun?
Yeah. I cried a lot.
You have...
Luckily.
No.
Luckily, things don't go the way I always want to.
Because
even if it seems to be painful.
Yeah.
Life is a lesson. It mustn't be lazy.
An ongoing lesson.
An ongoing lesson.
You know.
And once you've gone through the first obstacle, there's always another one afterwards.
You know, that it is just one thing to be overcome, to be expected, to be overcome, to be overcome, to be expected, to be overcome, to be overcome, to be expected, to be overcome, to move on. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Do your movies always, are you always happy at the end with the way it turns out for you?
You know, you, and frankly,
yes.
Once it's done, it's done.
You don't...
I don't give a damn.
You don't?
Because I know what's going on while I'm doing it.
What's the most...
Once I've said yes, I have to go towards the end.
Yeah.
But it can't go well all the time.
What do you love most about the process?
But you're talking only about cinema.
I'll talk about life, I'll talk about sex, I'll talk about eating, I'll talk about sports.
What I love about cinema, it's something unique. Because it happens now.
Yeah.
Just now. On stage, it's another experience. You can go on and on for years. And you... Okay. But a film... Once it's done, then it's in the hands of the director, okay? Yeah. Editing room and everything. And it has its own life afterwards. And maybe you're not very pleased about the music, maybe you're not very pleased about the timing or whatever. But you, while you're doing it, the experience is an incredible adventure. Especially if the film is on location. If it's near your home, then you have to go home and... phone calls and bills and the family life and everything. But on location, it's another life. It's something, and to watch films is beautiful. Because it's like a history book. It's really the mirror of the world nowadays.
Is it your favorite art form?
No, wouldn't be. It's one of my favorite.
Well, opera is another.
Paintings.
Painting.
Yeah. Sculpture, architecture, I was very disappointed. I wanted to make a film out of a novel of Joyce Carol Oates called Solstice. I worked with Joyce Carol Oates on the script, and it was refused by Walt Disney because they thought it was a shocking story, a very passionate friendship between two women, though they were not lesbians, whatever.
Well, what were they? It was just a friendship.
It was a passionate friendship.
Passion for life or passion? What does that mean, passionate friendship?
No, there are passionate friendships. Okay. And it's not love. So I didn't.
So, because Walt Disney wouldn't finance it?
Yeah. I wanted to direct it.
If I look at the films, that you've made more than 100 films.
130
something.
That's nothing.
Nothing?
Some actors shoot 3 or 4.
You haven't lived 130 years.
You make more than a film a year.
Is there a common thread to those that you feel the best about?
Is not aching, yet your mind knows all of that, see? You're alerted mentally to the unpleasant condition existing in your body. See? So it makes you pay. On the other hand, if you're really in perfect harmony, happy-go-lucky sort of character, you could eat carp attacks of tendered meat and never know that you ate it.
Because of my good fortune in the 1970s to be part of a community of programmers who shared software. Now, this community could trace its ancestry essentially back to the beginning of computing. In the 1970s, though, it was a bit rare for there to be a community where people shared software. And
when I was like in third, fourth grade, my teacher like sent me to get like an IQ test, and they recognized me as gifted and talented. My parents telling me like, you're intelligent, you know.
And if you a bitch,
it's just like nigga, the same thing. You know what I mean? People just take it differently.
That shit turns me off. You a lady, I think you need to act like a lady, you know what I'm saying? It's the way that you can act like a lady and still have skills rapping, you know what I'm saying? But when you start that old want to be like a nigga and hats and baggy jeans and boots, and it's just a turn off to me.
Why?
Every year on March 6th, we stop and remember. Because this is of signal importance to us. It marks the beginning for us of a period of being underground and in active combat. And it marks the ending of three people's lives who we loved and were intimate with.
One of the errors that I think was made among the people who were there that caused the explosion was that people didn't take their own safety into account enough and didn't see that as an essential part of doing any action or any struggle in this country. And it's falling into a trap that's laid by the state of making people not feel like they're worthy or worthwhile.
Pliable, and I went along with a negative decision on the book.
Rejection haunted Jack wherever he went. In Mexico, while staying with William Burroughs, he was rejected by Knopf and by Harcourt Brace.
what can wait? What is going to be richer? Like, I think maybe someday I might be a therapist, but I don't even want to do that. I don't even want to think about that till like I'm 50 years old. I'll be so much wiser then, and then I can go back to school and read Jung in the original or something like that.
Curfews in some towns, and so much rhetoric, I would say, political rhetoric, about youth crime and young people as, quote, super predators. And you saw in California in the spring, and I was there in the spring, was the beginnings of a new kind of youth movement, a very self-interested youth movement, fighting Prop 20, where you had 14-year-olds doing civil disobedience and getting arrested. 14-year-olds of different races, too, I should say.
It also looks at, just as the cultures define more and more non-geographically in terms of community, and there's really no territory that anyone could move. You know, there's no place left on the planet that's not under the rule of the state of states. Then the question is: are there forms of secession? I don't necessarily look at this. I look at this first year as not necessarily at the end of the year would I go back to media. Perhaps starting next year I would eliminate computer use. Or maybe I would say I will not buy any new products. It's really exploratory as to what really makes us a collaborating member of the prevalent economy and mode of life. And it has a spiritual dimension, too, because universal aliens are definitely coming from a mystical kind of an outlook.
So would you say that after a year-long media fast or blackout, you'll have a clearer mind, a better mind, in order to decide where to go next?
Well, already on the blackout, I've been so affected by it. That I'm going to, it's only been four months, and I've already, I'm already experiencing it in ways I didn't predict at all. I mean, I'm still keeping my detailed logs, but I think that another 6 months of this is going to put me in a very different place by the end of the year. When Scott was talking about what brought me to this, what brought me to want to volunteer to do this, which most people probably wouldn't want to, is that I used to try to do what's called culture jamming, and I was talking to Scott about that last weekend, where I had this idea of trying to get into the media to fight them, to kind of like counter the dominant messages. And of trying to get into the media to fight them, to kind of like counter the
my energy.
Your energy.
Messages and things like billboard modifications and
the ones that you liked the most, your energy was the best.
Worked really hard on the Unabomber 96 write-in presidential campaign.
No, you said the one thread in these films.
That are good.
I don't know if they're good. They're not all good.
Oh, I said the ones you like the best. That's what I said. So I was staying away from a term like good or best. Ones that you like. Not the ones that critics like. Not the ones that the public spent the most money on. The ones that you like. Is there a common thread?
Which got a lot of media coverage. But after those experiences, I just came to feel that you can't really win with the media.
And this, I think there's beginning to be a dissident consciousness linking young Latino and African American who get hassled for obvious reasons, along with young white kids who get hassled not on account of their skin color, obviously, but because they choose to dress as goths, they choose to dress, you know, as anarchists, and they have taken an outsider rebel stance in the way they present themselves.
Subject matter? Your performance?
But I believe that America can be beautiful.
Hidden from the BPP camp by the tree line, we walked toward the narrow entrance to a valley flanked by two sheer-faced karstic massifs. I felt my heart pounding, my bowels churning, the warm, heavy surge of adrenaline. Keep a normal pace. Keep quiet. I crossed the creek, the stirrings of a rural morning inside a peasant's thatched-roofed hut. The growing smell of smoke and two Thai laborers squatting at a roadside by a small bamboo fire, casting long looks in our direction. Sawadee, Flynn said in greeting. Sawadee, Mott muttered one of the workers. They watched until we had rounded a bend in the road. We'll have to move a little quicker, Flynn whispered. When the border police come out on patrol, they'll ask those road workers if they saw anybody on the trail. Oh, nothing, he mimicked. Only four mules and three Falang last seen heading towards Kunsau. We strode for 20 minutes, then turned west from the main road, which continued north through paddy and pasture to a monastery and the shrine of Tam Wua, or Cow Cave. Wide enough for an ox cart, a rutted path led through the dry, tangled, second-growth forest. The upland sky, the color of scullery water in the last minutes before sunrise, was filled with birdsong. A glossy hill mynah perched on the nearby branch of a dead tree, flashing yellow lappets, piping its cautionary call. Tiong, Tiong. We had just walked away from any plausible excuse that we were simply tourists out for a ramble in northern Thailand.
Never thought in animated terms, you know, I mean, just... But I like the idea, it's, they're taking the cues from the real world, not, it's not what an artist sitting behind a desk is thinking you, how you would move your hand if you thought with your hand. It's what someone really did, you know, so it's, to me that's real. But your brain's processing it as, well, it sounds real and that seems to be real human, you know, movements and gestures, but yet the other part of your brain's going, well, it's, but it's a construct, it's a painting or something else. So I like that, I think that the fact that your brain is working a little overtime there to figure out what the hell's going on visually puts you in the right state to kind of experience the movie, you know, the way the story of the movie sort of creeps in on you and you're at hopefully the right place. That's why I don't think it would have worked. It wouldn't have had that ability live action. It would have just been too blunt. It just wouldn't have worked.
Million light years. 623. If you're still running on gasoline engines and fossil fuel engines, of course you would say that it's impossible. But if you were to go to ask some of the scientists at Area 51 who have or those in Denmark and those in Finland who have taken extraterrestrial craft apart, they know for a fact that you can do it. How they do it is they fold space. It's very similar to the Pleiadian technology, except the Andromedans specifically use a lot of holographic technology as well.
Well, I'm...
concept of where energy and power comes from, yes. You know, we look at a technology to create that type of energy. When, in fact, you know, the Andromedans, like many of the other extraterrestrial races who are far more advanced than we are technologically and, you know, spiritually, if you want to use that expression, they use the energy that is available in every single atom, which permeates not only what we call third density, but fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth, and as well as 11th density.
Well, the good news, Gordon, is Rorker Electronics.
That's right.
I see it happening sometime in the next couple of months.
Somebody gotta say goodbye for the summer. And darling,
come on, you gotta be kidding. Their quarterlies are for shit.
You know Marty Windman? He netted 650G off of that merger. 26 years old, the guy's Rambo.
The guy's an asshole.
The guy is Rambo. He's got himself a horse turbo cabriolet, about 75,000.
I think that if I can make a bundle of cash, perform 30 and get out of this racket, I'll be able to ride my motorcycle across China.
I'd like to do some furniture what Laura Ashley did for Interior Fabric. Produce a line of high-quality antiques at a low price.
Sounds great. I'll take you public.
About her, I'm gonna let her know, right? What I like about her, I'm gonna let her know, you know what I'm saying? But now they ain't trying to fuck with me, so they turn their head, because if I catch them looking, it's like a sign of weakness on the bitch part, you know what I'm saying? It's like the bitch wanna fuck with me, she give me an indication, you know what I'm saying? She might be trying to cut her eye at me, catch my eye, like, yeah, charm, I like something about you, right?
When you knock somebody's female, you're taking bread and butter off their table.
That's about the worst motherfucking thing about this pimpin' that a motherfucker ever gonna know. That's the worst thing a nigga gonna go through.
Mr. Pretty Tony, I mean, you know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now, we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Did you actually think you were going to win?
Oh, sure.
Did you actually think you were going to win?
Oh, sure.
We thought the Vietnamese would win, the Cubans would win, the Chinese would win, and the imperialists were going to collapse. We believed all of this.
I always say that film is the ideal medium for emotion and mood and tone and feeling, and that the written word is the ideal medium for philosophy and logic and argument. Here, where we have an entire film based on philosophy, argument, speculation, metaphysical ideas, and so forth, it seems as if what you found is a way to make film accept that material that isn't native to film. I really believe that... Once again, in a live-action film, we would be sitting around for 2 hours thinking, are they just going to talk for the whole movie? You know,
it doesn't seem like a film to me. But I'm always frustrated. I mean, as a filmmaker, to feel like film has painted itself in some corner, like this material works in the film, this doesn't. I've always kind of rebelled or kind of wanted to break out of that, or think, well, why can't a film be this, or why can't you make a film about that? Or, just that idea or that emotion, you should make a whole film about it. You know, all these films that don't really sound like films on paper, but film is really powerful. I think it has amazing possibilities. But it's finding the right structure, you know, to make it work.
Victory or death?
let's get into the inner workings and the meaning of this. Let's get into the inner workings and the meaning of a black revolution and why black people have a right to take what's theirs. So the concept is this, basically. The whole black nation has to be put together as a black army. And we're going to walk on this nation. We're going to walk on this racist power structure. And we're going to say to the whole damn government, stick them up, motherfucker. This is a hold up. We come for what's ours.
This movie would have never been made. I just on the off chance that I got up here, I brought this piece of paper because I knew I couldn't forget anyone because everyone put their heart and soul into this movie, and God knows no one got paid. So, first, Kimberly Pierce for her fierce tenacity and vision. Andy Beenan, our co-writer. Killer Films, you guys always make important movies, and I thank you for that. John Hart, Jeff Sharp, for being there for me every single minute. Jim Deneau, our cinematographer, who is absolutely brilliant. Carrie Barton, Jennifer McNamara, for fighting for me, the casting directors. Chloe Sevigny, the rest of the cast, who portrayed their characters so honestly and brilliantly. Lee Percy, our editor. I want to thank Michael Stremmel, Lindsay Law, and Bill Mechanic, and everyone at Fox Searchlight for putting their wing around this small little movie and giving us wings. Larry Moss, my acting... That whole model of using the tools of Big Brother against him is a false model because, you know, just like you were referring to Gandhi and nonviolence, when people use propaganda against propaganda, they end up doing the same mental violence as the people that they were attacking.
There is also considerable evidence that key members of Panama's new government, including President Indara, have been tied to the drug trade through banks and front companies that launder drug money.
The involvement of the Panamanian economy as a whole in drug trafficking, arms running, various questionable banking practices, in fact, involved most of the Panamanian elite. Involve most of the people who now run this new U.S.-approved Panamanian government.
Indara and Ford, we all know, and Panamanians know, that they are the real drug traffickers. They have been, because Panama have had an history of the oligarchy being involved in drug trafficking.
In the years preceding and throughout the invasion, the U.S. government and the major media consistently portrayed Manuel Noriega as America's most hated and evil enemy.
General Noriega became a mythic figure. There was an attempt to personify in Noriega all that was evil. It's very interesting that when General Noriega, when his office was captured, we discovered the red pajamas, the voodoo equipment, and the alleged cocaine that he was using, and the pornographic pictures in his desk. Now, I happened to have been in Chile with the United Nations at the time of the overthrow of President Allende. And it's interesting that that same desk appeared in Chile with the pornographic pictures, the red pajamas, and the cocaine.
The whole propaganda against him was to build up a pretext in order to invade Panama and to say we invaded Panama because of Noriega. I don't know how Americans can be so stupid. How can you be so stupid? Like, for example, at one time, they had Noriega at gunpoint. They could have taken Noriega then, but the Americans didn't want Noriega. What they really wanted is to destroy the Panamanian army in order to do with the treaties what they wanted, which is what's happening now.
Although the U.S. government's reasons for the invasion made no mention of eliminating the Panamanian Defense Forces, U.S. officials later admitted that destroying the PDF was a central part of the plan.
Now, Tom, how long have you been living in Amish country?
This is the third month now.
And how long do you intend to stay there?
I'll be here another 2 months, although I'm about to go to Canada for an event, and then I'll be back at Emerson for commencement there. So I have a brief interruption. But I am spending a lot of time with different groups. There are various degrees of abstinence of mass media here, and many different denominations and shading. I think the media, one of the interesting things about the media is it often gives us a two-dimensional view of the world. And so most people think the Amish are one particular group, but in fact there are several, and there are several other groups that look like them and to the outsider act like them as well.
Oh, come on, Donna. Put it in your mouth.
What? Brian, it's so big.
I know, but for me. Go on, put it in your mouth. It's good for you.
Okay, I'll try.
Go on. Don't nibble it, Donna. Eat it.
Brian, this is my first time.
Well, Donna, there's got to be a first time for everything.
I know, and you know I'd do anything for you.
Well, you say that. If you love me, you'd do it.
Okay, all right, here goes.
Come on, that's it. I use both hands, come on. Donna, it's dripping out the side of your mouth. Swallow it. See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Oh, it was wonderful, Brian. And I didn't know a submarine sandwich could be so good.
Remove a card, open the cover, and push the appropriate eject button. Just put the pointer on the item you want, the status of the other system functions. You can access the user's guide without going into the Discovery Center library, international warranty coverage for your computer. To begin, just click right here on Start. This satellite series notebook has an advanced video chipset, let you know you're in a keyboard overlay mode. You can change the settings to make Windows look and work the way you want. This is real handy if you want to turn off the computer but return to your work shortly. On new machines or after changing batteries, you may see a line of question marks here. A personal information manager, a checkbook manager, and even a couple of games. Installing one of these cards will clear any data that was in your computer's memory. There are help desks, energy tips, and a library, but don't install their PC card socket software. This is really important. The FN and F3 keys turn the resume mode on and off. Here's the power socket. A real advantage of your satellite notebook is its built-in power supply. You can get quick answers or in-depth information. Just a gentle push will move the arrow around the screen. Push a little harder and the arrow moves faster. Here's the power button for turning the computer on and off. This secondary button, if you're using an external video monitor, if anything is missing or damaged, contact your Toshiba dealer today.
Not right now. I want to be really
I want to be more free-spirited than that. And I may never settle down to do something where I just listen to people all day, although that appeals to me. The process of the human mind is just fascinating. So anyhow, I'm just trying to figure out, what do I need to do now? What is presenting itself to me right now?
MaxTime lets you configure your computer to get the most out of each battery charge. The power light is on this indicator panel, along with lights that let you know you can access your programs, your documents, hardware and software settings. Just click on this X in the upper right-hand corner. You can also select machine settings to optimize power usage.
Grandfather had been, you know, some kind of, he was a factory worker, but he wrote as a hobby. And so I grabbed onto that because it smacked of specialness to me. And of course, and I had that special thing going because of my hand. I always felt like that put me in a slightly off the line, you know, and it was another way to preserve the specialness, but it would be something attractive and alluring to people. I mean, I think I was already 20 before I thought of writing as anything more than gift wrapping, you know, to make myself attractive to people. Oh, he's a writer.
Life is mine. They don't like me to say bitch, fuck, nigga, and hoe. That's me. This is how I kick it. This is how I live.
They started to build rooms in the back where we could go alone with customers.
Another eating disorder that is not commonly known or designated is what is called the thin fat disorder. And I want to put a graphic on here. You could have a grandma or an aunt or somebody in your family with this tiny little waist who is always fussing at the other women in the family about how much they eat, who literally has this thin fat disorder.
By leaps and bounds.
So Jerry Levin made a bad deal if he gave more than 25%. The deal that was appropriate, perhaps, was Jerry Levin would have taken 75 and AOL 25. That might have been appropriate in a merger deal.
On an economic basis, maybe, but he's going to come back and kick my butt because the economics be damned. They still have this. Now they have, which
is a powerful combination.
Which is his point, having 45% of the combined AOL Time Warner is better for my shareholders than having 100% of all these other great assets.
And guess what else? Steve Case was smart enough to understand Jerry Levin and to know that he didn't have to run it. He could be chairman if he put the deal together, and Jerry Levin could get what he wanted to run it, which shows you he has some smart understanding of what makes people tick.
Steve Case, for whatever, however he thought it through, made a great deal. I really believe that Jerry Levin was more interested in protecting Time Warner for the future for his shareholders, and he was very frustrated, as we all were, by the internet. He couldn't make Pathfinder work. He couldn't get people to talk inside of Time Warner. They all were kind of skirmishing, and he saw AOL as a final solution. So I think that's what he was doing. The fact that he ended up running it was probably the right thing for the company, irrespective of Jerry Levin. So I think Jerry Levin had the right motivation. I just think Steve Case, and it's been proved, I thought it at the time, but it's been proved, had a highly overvalued stock, which he took 100% of value, advantage of.
I don't watch them all the time.
You don't? You don't, I mean, with all these wonderful technology now, DVDs.
I mean, why should I watch something I've done?
Because?
Why?
It is your life. It is your work.
That my work is when I do it.
No, your work is not when you do it. Your work is, there is a body of work that you have
No, listen.
That is, reflects a life. It reflects a life. It reflects a life. It reflects a passion for life. It...
Yes, but please, you're not going to spend some time gaping in front of your life like that. No,
so if you're
frankly,
at home, so
frankly, you have to live your life.
Yeah.
So you go on, you do things,
so don't,
you sleep.
There's
you
too
eat.
Many. There are more important things for Jean to do than to watch her own movies.
Yes.
Like what?
No.
No what?
Yeah. No, you don't speak about those things.
Because they're private, because it's personal, because they're private, because to speak about them does disrespects them.
Yes, maybe.
That. How do you feel about the United States?
Doctor and lawyer. But, you know, things happen when you're growing up, you know, and you get caught up in other things, you know. My criminal history started when I was a juvenile. I'm kind of a short guy, you know, I'm not too tall, and but I was like a little tough kitty. I got into the gang when I was like 14 years old. I was into drugs and violence and stuff. Auto burglary, you know. I was living a crazy life. So I was just hanging out with my homeboys one day and had a little gun, took it.
High.
It was 80 kilometers in the air.
In the atmosphere, then?
In the atmosphere.
Upper atmosphere.
Upper atmosphere.
Oh,
right.
Your observations, having spent some time there, as far as, you know, media and being in the absence of it?
Yeah, certainly I can do that. I think it's very unusual to go into home after home after home and be able to hear a pin drop, so to speak, or hear a whole family singing together.
This country that you've lived in, you married an American.
Or playing games or laughing or without any electronic recycling or backtrack or laugh track telling people what's humorous and what isn't.
I feel part of this country, though I know I'm not American. And this is a symbol for lots of people.
Tell me.
The United States is a symbol. And that's why there is hatred around that symbol, too. Because there is it's an image of power, of the arrogance of youth, the fact that everything is possible. It's something very, very moving and very... In fact, nobody knows what America is.
Thank you. And I think it's also quite interesting to travel without automobiles. As you know, most of the old order groups just seemingly inch along relative to us. But in fact, if you live at that pace, at the pace of slowdown, all of the speed up in our urban society stands out. It feels quite bizarre, actually.
Each person has the responsibility for taking care, for being careful. They were trying to state their commitment in a total way without being careful, and that was a mistake.
You know, it's a very mysterious country.
Mistakes were made, but we don't think that it should be used as a repudiation of the necessity for armed struggle in order in the long run to build a successful revolutionary movement.
It's a, first of all, it's an idea.
It is, exactly. Exactly.
We saw going underground as part of building and diversifying and deepening the
It's really the object of love-hate. It's the perfect object for love-hate.
Who are your heroes? Heroes.
I have none.
None. Not one. Not, no man, no woman, no... Who are your heroes? Artists? No. You appreciate them, like them, but
I don't know how to use the word hero.
Shade tree nigger. You ain't no pimp. Your rest haven for hoes.
Filmo Slim, the nigga come to the town. This town, Hollywood. One thing about Hollywood, you gonna get broke in this motherfucker or you gonna roll. Either or. And I don't know why he thought he wasn't gonna roll, but he was scared of this motherfucking town, but he finally came down here. He brought seven black ass motherfucking bitches. He came down here, put them down. Let me see, that had to be somewhere around 82.
Texas, I first went to Hollywood. I had eight with it, you know, I put him on Sunset on the track.
Fillmore was kind of old then, you know what I'm saying? He was an old nigga to us then. So we, you know, greeting him and everything. But then the young fly niggas coming up to this nigga, we just knock you. 7-8 times he got served in the course of about 5 hours standing at Pioneer Chicken.
So I get knocked off. I get charged for all eight of my women, right?
And when he got served for the last bitch, that motherfucker say, damn.
They come and serve me, right? Say, man, you know, knock you off all your women. You know, this is Hollywood. Yeah, you know, you from, this is a Frisco, you know. I said, well, hey, ain't no problem.
Shook his head and went to the phone. Now, why he at the phone? Oh, we just cracking on him. Man, that nigga got peeled left and right. That mean they got all his hoes. He got peeled like a motherfucking banana, just dry. You understand what I'm saying?
Who are your heroes? Who are your heroes? Heroes.
I have none.
None.
Somebody to look up, you mean?
Someone that, yeah, someone that you think is so extraordinary that you put
on
a special
way. No, I never lived there that way.
Never met anyone that way.
And it's not that I met anyone that way.
Yeah.
It's that it's meaningless to me. A human being is a human being. Even somebody that looks tiny, small, you know, maybe extraordinary somewhere.
Who are your heroes?
What is a hero? Somebody flamboyant? Somebody that everybody sees when he enters the room or she moves about?
Someone.
I don't know.
No, here, I'll give you a better definition than that. I mean, that's charisma. That's not hero. Hero is someone who moments.
Mother Teresa? Gandhi?
Sure. Who are your heroes and makes a difference in the lives of many, many people? It's a hero.
Is that it's meaningless to me. A human being is a human being. Even somebody that looks tiny, small, I have none.
None. Who are your heroes?
Yeah, of course, there are some people you're glad to know that they're alive.
Did you know de Gaulle?
Well, I met him once.
As an artist?
At l'Elysée. And when André Malraux was Minister of Culture,
yes,
he introduced me to de Gaulle, who said, "Ah, vous faites du cinématographe."
And because you said?
And nothing. Because he watched TV.
He watched TV. On that note, well, on that perfect explanation of some of the things we were talking about even early, about the love of acting and why act, and curiosity, on that perfect explanation, who are your heroes?
I have none.
None.
Over the next few minutes, I'll help you to get to know your new computer and show you some of the ways to get the most out of it.
Go to Fire Island and you'll survey the most exciting faggots in the world today. Even on the ferry boat you'll find a man stops and takes big pleasure when and where he can.
Chesterfield!
Tight little island full of gay romance. They wear gay sandals and they wear tight pants. Sun-drenched top to bottom every day. Blessed with the miracle of being gay. The very best of faggots in the USA. Giving big, big pleasure in a big, big way.
Chesterfield!
Taste you've been missing and the length you've learned to like. Full queen size, tops and friendly satisfaction. Join the big swish to Chesterfield Queen. New choice of the fags of America.
Chesterfield!
ZZBC. ZZZZBBCCC. Newton. Newton. 90.3 on the FM.
Remove a card,
open the cover and push the appropriate eject button. Just put the pointer on the item you want, the status of the other system functions. You can access the user's guide without going into the Discovery Center library, International Warranty Coverage for your computer. To begin, just click right here on Start. This Satellite Series notebook has an advanced video chipset, let you know you're in a keyboard overlay mode. You can change the settings to make Windows look and work the way you want.
For the pains and sicknesses and all of that are brought about by our own distortion, mental distortion, in most cases. Then we take another phase of it.
What can be put on hold? Certainly going back to school for advanced degrees can be put on hold. Having kids can be put on hold. Getting married can be put on hold. Traveling to Europe can be put on hold. But being a dancer, enjoying my body as a dancer, I got to do that now.
I, American. Out of Newton, WCBC, House of Chaos, House of Before and After Chaos, House of Chaos, New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, curving it out for you. United States of America, the baseball country. That should say it all. WZBC.org, streaming audio relayed through the Autobahn relay substation where there is no limit. So you know that if black people or Hispanics or yellow people, brown people or the red man, whatever they are, and all the confusion and all, we're in charge. Where if the Irish were in the majority, be the same story. Hate to say that because hearts and all. But of course, we must move along in our story. Our his, her story. And it's a good one. You can be proud. Exultation and triumph. And holography and everything. Well, do I have to spell it out for you? Punk? Do we have a plot, or did I just have five or six subplots needing an arc and denouement? Well, do ya, punk?
whole damn thing is the whole damn thing. And that's really the beauty of it. Couldn't have writ one better myself. Of course, myself did write it, and I am damn proud. So I want you all now to go over to your windows. Open them up. Stick your head out and yell at the top of your lungs in exultation and triumph. I wrote the whole damn thing, I want you to yell. And the whole damn thing is the whole damn thing. Thus leading, on the story arc, to the next whole damn thing.
Giving it a new aspect and element, which was the capacity to live and work from a space that wasn't under attack and wasn't under the eyes of the state.
WZBC out of Newton, Massachusetts, northeastern part of a large land mass. You know what that means. Of course, I know you don't. I do. Now, why is that? How come I know how the story ends and you don't? The whole damn thing. Let's get our priorities straight now. There's a lot at stake. There's a much larger lot not at stake, unfolding now. Now, even if you're not conscious of these things, you feel them. Like the Matrix, that's right. But I'm talking about the Matrix Part 4. The part they haven't made yet. Parts 2 and 3 will be coming out through the value chain, since they were made equally at the same time. Matrix Part 4. Well, you see, the beauty of it is, it hasn't been written yet. But it wants to be. And of course, that's really the most important thing. Or as Mickey would say, why? Because we want it. Now, when you're dealing with something that has never existed before, very interesting things ambiently appear on the margins where the action is. And that's where you come in. So let's get this straight now. This civilization is being carried for a while longer, like a boxing foe that is ready to drop on the platter. The real action is in the outer rows of the arena. And we have to carry him for a while. The real action cannot be seen around here. Or it better not be, because if it is, it won't be. Not to worry. You'll get the hang of it. You will get the hang of it. You'll catch on. Get it. But it does take time because this is one hell of a schema we're dealing with here. Probably the greatest paradigm humans have ever had. And it's only a jumping off point. And you've heard a lot of the cachet of this around. The mediocrity pitch. The most important part is very personal. And you have direct access. No conditions either. Fait accompli. So as the old astronaut said, you're sitting there, you're strapped in, things taking off, might as well enjoy the ride. In 1,000 years, we'll be a legend. What is the thing you do after you explain the mystery? I think I'll do that. It's much more mysterious anyway. And very fitting in the holographical terrain of things.
Of course I'll be able to dance when I'm 40, but I've already felt this enormous change in my body since I was 18. I can't do what I used to be able to do. And I can play the young, gorgeous woman in this play now, and I won't always be able to play the young person. So it's just been interesting.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes on the road.
Reconstruct. The same elements, you know.
TCB, as the big man still says.
got to split up into pieces, you know, and then reconstruct.
Figure out a mnemonic for why you should keep hanging around. And then do it all yourself. At least you're part of it. And get some help, please.
You've got to reconstruct, you know?
Newton, WZBC 90.3 FM. Where every man and woman is the heart of darkness. And everything else.
Without him, I could have never given this performance. Thank you, Larry. My mom, who's up there somewhere, it looks like living out of our car was worth it. Holly Hine for keeping my head on straight. My publicist, Troy Nantgen, who is a beautiful, beautiful human being. Cammie Putnam, I have to thank you for fighting for me. I'm almost done, I promise. The Independent Film Channel for helping us finish our movie. Hilda Queeley and Dave Warshafter for their support. And last but certainly not least, I want to thank Brandon Tina for being such an inspiration to us.